In 1887, the Dawes Act allowed Native American landowners to own individual parcels of land on their respective reservations. Since then, inheritance practices resulted in land being left to all heirs rather than a specific relative. This exponential practice has since sparked a bureaucratic quagmire, with single tracts of land today being owned by hundreds, even thousands of the original owner's descendants. As a result, Interior Department officials find themselves processing volumes of payments and quarterly statements, often for minuscule amounts.
My mother is an example. She's a landowner in South Dakota on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Current statement shows that she has $2.37 in her account. Interest earned is 5 cents or 3 cents or whatever.
Robin Jager works with the Indian Land Consolidation Office in Ashland, Wisconsin. He's helping the Office of the Special Trustee for American Indians buy out fractionated lands and restore them to tribal versus individual ownership. The goal is to have the tribe develop the land for commercial or cultural purposes. Jager says 75% of the people they've contacted are willing to sell. Others aren't so sure.
Some don't even know they own interests and are surprised when we contact them. Some say it's their only link to the tribe. Others say you can't sell the land and they're not going to.
Jager says in 1996, the Bureau of Indian Affairs launched the pilot program to consolidate the individual lands, but it took 3 years for Congress to provide funds. Currently, the Office of the Special Trustee is asking for $60 million more to sustain the buyout effort. Prices offered for land vary depending on resources, size, and location. Jager says in Wisconsin there are 14,680 landowners with land interests encompassing nearly 1,900 tracts across 8 of the state's 11 reservations. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.